doesn't get enough of a chance to have his say during the course of the week, Monday to Fridays from 5:30 to 9. So what he said, he lobbied our program and said, look, I want to get on there and talk about the Indigenous All-Stars versus the New Zealand Maori All-Stars.
Is the real story you drove poor Laurie mad to come on?
Well, unconfirmed at this point. The good thing is that the Indigenous All-Stars coach, Laurie Daly, has joined us on the line. G'day, Loz.
Jimmy, Ray, how are you, boys?
Yeah, really well. How's Melbourne? You down in Melbourne yet?
No, we fly down at lunchtime, so 12:30 flight. But no, just packing the bags and getting myself ready to get down there and get involved.
Well, get involved indeed, and you've been involved previously. We hear from the players a lot about what it means to them to be involved in this game. What about from a coaching perspective, Laurie?
Oh, just as much as the players, Jimmy. We certainly love the involvement. It's more than just a game. It's what we do out there in the community, and you know we get to share our culture and talk about things that we can do for everyone in the community. We learn a lot about our culture. We do a lot of sessions with young Indigenous kids that come down from the bush and spend a bit of time with the players, and they realise the impact that they can have within the group. And then, of course, we try and prepare for a game of football as well. And that's probably secondary to football, even though that's why they're all selected to do, but they take a lot out of it. It's good education for everyone involved, and we learn a lot more about not only our culture, but also the New Zealand Maori culture as well, because we interact with them during the week as well.
Mm. Yeah, Laurie, good point you make. Has the NRL got it right this time? I think the New Zealand Maori decision to include that team against the Indigenous All-Stars, I reckon it hits the mark.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Ray, and I think we've always sort of been challenged with what's the right concept and when's the right time to play this game. But with the NRL All-Stars, it was, you know, good players coming together but not really having a strong reason to play well, and they didn't really know who they were, at least with the two cultures that are playing on Friday night. We are representing our people, our Indigenous culture, and it'll mean a lot to both groups of players. So it's a game that I always look forward to because it's more than a trial. It's very passionate. We always tend to get a lot of people there and support, and this one down there in Melbourne will be no different.
Who's the player you're most looking forward to working with? And it's littered with stars across this Indigenous All-Stars side. Latrell Mitchell has said no to the World Club Challenge. David Fifita is a young guy at the Broncos who just could be anything. Anyone in particular you're looking forward to working with, Laurie?
I think those two guys that you mentioned, Jimmy. I think we all know the potential and he lived up to that potential last year, Latrell, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he's come back into the new year and you know the work that he's put in, because he can certainly go to another level. And then you've got young David Fifita, who's huge raps on, and we've seen what he's been able to do. So those two, also looking forward to seeing some of the young guys that haven't really had a lot to do with. There's a young guy in the squad by the name of Josh Kerr. Who I've never seen play before, but he's a big strapping lad. The Dragons have got him on their roster, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he goes and steps up a level. He's been part of the Melbourne Storm system.
Yes.
Been a part of the Dragons pathways, and he's from Redcliffe up there in Queensland. So he's never seen him play, but he gets an opportunity. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how he goes and how he handles the step up in class.
And what about for Laurie Daly? Does it whet the appetite about coaching again, Laurie?
I enjoy coaching, Ray. I think that it's something that's always there in the back of your mind. You've got a passion for it. You believe that you can, you think you've got a lot more to offer. But I just enjoy this one because it's not an overly taxing job in terms of getting the players prepared, because there's a lot of things that happen throughout the week. You only get two sessions and then a captain's run. Mm-hmm. But you've got to make the most of that time. But, to answer the question is that, I'd like to be back involved in coaching at some point, at some time. But look, I'm enjoying that Monday to Friday gig, getting up at 4 a.m.
You got used to that yet, mate?
Sorry?
You never really get used to that, though, do you?
No, you don't. But it's enjoyable. So, I'm enjoying what I'm doing at the moment. I enjoy working with TK and Jimmy when he's in there as well. But, it's great that we're able to talk sport. It's not out there digging holes and we're not working hard.
Exactly.
It's having a bit of fun and talking to people. And I get just as much pleasure out of doing that.
You get an approach from the Sharks. Reports in today's newspapers that you're a chance of coaching the Sharks.
I think... Well, the easy answer to that is, Jimmy, is that, no, I heard the speculation and there were some rumours going around, but I was sort of deep in conversation with the West Tigers about maybe being part of their system. So I had to make the decision, and, you know, the NRL obviously couldn't do it, and I was quite happy to step back from that and just concentrate on the role there at Sky Sports. But look, I'm always open to having chats with obviously clubs, but yeah, at the moment, mate, signed with you guys and really looking forward to spending the next 12 months there.
Going to say this facetiously, you're having a bet on this Indigenous v New Zealand Maori game, $1.85 the Indigenous team, the Maori side $1.95 at tab.com.au. And I say that...
You knew it was coming,
well,
last, didn't you?
Well, I say that because I actually agree with the stance of the NRL around working for a betting company. However, it's very contradictory.
I don't agree
the
with
fact
all,
that you are coaching this side where there's betting
correct.
Involved.
Yeah, but I think this is a little bit different in terms of... It's basically an exhibition game. Yes, I understand that, you know, there is some betting being done on this game, but you're not around the players. It's sort of a game where, you know, you're out there to win, obviously. But I think that, you know, for me being Indigenous and being a part, wanting to be a part of this game, I think it's a different, completely different, actually, to being you know, week in, week out, being a coach in the NRL.
Oh, that's interesting because that's not what you were saying off air about Todd Greenberg, but that.
Oh, dear. He can get you in trouble, can't he?
Mate,
I'm only
having a bit of fun, Loss.
I haven't spoken to him in 2 weeks, but anyway.
You might have spoken to him 2 months.
It looks like it might be a bit longer next time. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Loss, great to have you on. Good luck with this game coming up this week. It is an important week, and you've highlighted that. And as you say, the game in some ways is secondary to what goes on during the course of the week. Great to have you on the program as well, mate.
Righto, mate. Cheers. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
Laurie Daly there. And $1.85, the Indigenous team, the New Zealand Maori.
The good thing is
$1.95.
The footy's back, Jim.
The footy is back. And by the way, I like the Maoris at that price.